I was last in Bethlehem at the grotto in the Basilica of the Nativity in January 2 years ago. I was the only person there. I wondered if it's empty again this year. And as tensions remain high in the Holy Land and families are increasingly strapped for cash, how are the people of Bethlehem preparing to celebrate this Christmas? I talked to the Director of Public Relations for Bethlehem University, Carol Dubdub, herself a Bethlehemite, and she says that this Christmas the mood is somber and sad.
Basically the last 2 weeks before Christmas people start decorating and all of that. But I think the most important this year, like last year, or at least the last 4 years, preparation have been quite modest and people are not in the exact mood to receive a joyful Christmas, even though they are always ready to receive a hopeful Christmas. They are every year wishing and hoping that the coming year brings more prosperity to the city.
I know that it used to be a Christian majority in the town, but now with so many Christians leaving the Holy Land, there are fewer and fewer.
It is true. This year we are witnessing rather a sad Christmas because many Christian families are leaving and have left throughout the past year, and some families are preparing to leave as well. And I have to say, Bethlehem continues to be a Christian city in spite of the fact that the percentages of Muslims and Christians are changing and are shifting, and there is only around 35% of the population being Christian population. In spite of that, the main character remains: this is a Christian city. I mean, Palestinians, whether Christians or Muslims, are facing serious hardships with Bethlehem being totally imprisoned behind the wall now. And the economy is really suffering drastically, especially with a drop of the number of tourists and visitors coming to Bethlehem. When Bethlehem depends, 60% of its income depends on tourism. So we have faced some serious economic hardships and also a level of, I would say, depression when you see a high level of unemployment. People are desperate and despair, but we are basically, like, Bethlehem University is a place where hope is always kind of brought as one of the main factors of what keeps us going and why we are here. And is part of our mission and vision. We want people to be able to see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, in spite of the grim and bleak situation we live in today.
How many pilgrims are coming and actually going down into the grotto there in the Nativity Church to see and pray at the site where baby Jesus was born?
I don't have the exact numbers, I have to say, but to just imagine that in the run-up for the millennium in the year 1999, we have had around 1 million visitors throughout the year. And in 2004, we had 4,000 visitors. So you can imagine the drastic change and shift. And today we are, I'm not saying that we will be receiving only 4,000 visitors, but we are still receiving a very limited number of visitors. And I have to also add that the importance is not that our visitors are only visiting Bethlehem and visiting the Nativity. The challenge that we are facing today is that most of the pilgrims come and only spend like an hour in Bethlehem. And that doesn't really help us, the living stones, the people who have been here protecting the Nativity and spreading Christianity and helping this whole legacy continue. It doesn't help us because when they come for an hour, they are basically not interacting with us. They are not seeing our lifestyle. They cannot serve us as being ambassadors communicating our message and our story to the rest of the world. And they also don't serve our economy. The only thing that happens is that they come into the grotto and out of it. And sometimes it's not even spiritual enough because they are rushed. They are on buses with tour guides who are often on the go and not interested in spending more time giving them the space and so on.
But why is that, Carol? Why are they coming from, presumably, they're staying in Jerusalem and they're being bussed in just for an hour to Bethlehem. Why aren't they staying in Bethlehem in some of the little hotels? I've been there myself. I've met some Christians who returned. They had been living abroad. They returned when things were looking much better after the Oslo Accords. They started up their hotels, and now they're finding them empty.
Yes. Bethlehem continues to welcome its people, but unfortunately with the recent unrest, the Israeli propaganda has managed to shift the power, basically, of making sure that people don't stay in Bethlehem, declaring that Bethlehem is an unsafe territory. I have to say, and I'm happy that I'm given this chance to communicate to the world, that Bethlehem continues to be one of the safest places on earth, if I may say, because we haven't had any incident of any visitor or pilgrim being hurt or harassed in Bethlehem. So this is an open invitation for everybody to come and spend time in Bethlehem and celebrate Christmas, celebrate hope, celebrate humanity and peace.
Also, one thing, you know, if you haven't been there, you don't know that it's so close to Jerusalem. Bethlehem is only about, you know, a 10-minute drive on a,
yes,
on a good day when there's not so much traffic. But if people were to come, what can they do? Do they try to get their travel agents and specifically request to stay in Bethlehem? What kind of challenges might that present to them?
I would urge people who are interested in coming and visit Bethlehem to ask their tour operators in their home countries to arrange for these visits through contacting local handlers, Palestinian handlers, Bethlehemite handlers. And that is possible, and there are people who are capable of actually taking care of groups and individuals in Bethlehem. And maybe this is too much to ask for, especially for those who are interested in being in a group. But if you are an individual and interested in visiting Bethlehem, visit the websites that are available for on Bethlehem. And I'm sure a lot of them will direct you to where to go and how to arrange for your trip. But usually there are local and international handlers who do cater for those who are interested in spending more time in Bethlehem. It's just it takes an extra effort to find them, I have to say.
I know that pilgrims, Americans, Europeans, people who are not locals, will have an easier time of getting through the checkpoints, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very formidable wall that they will find when they arrive at the gates of Bethlehem.
Yes.
I mean, do pilgrims have to go through the, you know, the hassles that that local people do?
I usually say that Bethlehem is very safe and welcoming, especially to those who are not Bethlehemite. So it's an easy access to come in and out for all internationals and visitors and pilgrims. They will go through the wall. They will go through the gates, but they have a special corridors for them or special terminals for them, so they can pass much, much easier than any Palestinian would. So I encourage people to not to have this as the only thing that they consider when they start planning for their visit to Bethlehem. I believe that behind those walls where Bethlehem is, there is so much that they can experience and enjoy that this trip of crossing is worth it and queuing up is worth it. Bethlehem has so much to offer, and it's awaiting for visitors to be here and support it, sustain and continue.
Before I said goodbye to Carol, I wanted to ask her a simple question. What gift she would like to receive from the Christ child this Christmas? Her answer surprised me. It's something so many of us take for granted.
I would love, this might sound very, it's a personal gift, and it's a personal wish. I would love to be able to take my son to the sea. for him to really understand what he is, because he has not been able to see that or get the privilege of being around the seashore. And I would love to be able to do that. And this applies not only to my son, but to many Palestinians.
How far is the sea from you there in Bethlehem?
An hour and a half. And that would be in Gaza.
You, yourself, have you seen the sea?
I have seen the sea, yes. But he have not seen the sea, and he's six. He's been born when the whole Second Intifada started.
Carol Dabdoub is from Bethlehem and public relations director at Bethlehem University.